Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. It is good to be back with you. Another great weekend to engage in wonderful conversation, officially welcoming you to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Of course, it's heard here every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations. And great conversation once again gets underway. And I'm happy to say, because it's been some time, to add a new member of our Community Focus family. And we're in for a treat, Radio family, because I want to talk about and share with you, and this is pretty much going to be the topic of our discussion this morning, Triad Voice. This is a free community publication celebrating the stories and perspectives of women of color in North Carolina's Piedmont Triad region. And it is an extreme pleasure for me, your host, Renee Vaughn, to welcome our newest member of our Community Focus family, officially a regular now. You know, newbie titles just get shorter and shorter, I'm happy to say. And it's a pleasure to be joined here on the program, the publisher and executive editor for Triad Voice magazine, and one Chelsea Hart Smith. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here today.
The honor is mine, but thank you. I'm really excited, Chelsea, about what we're going to cover, because in just that little bit of an introduction sounds exciting as to what this particular magazine offers, especially as regards to very important groups, minorities and women. So it's nice to have that combination come together and really just shine the spotlight on the importance and really the true talent of many minority women, and really for everyone who's listening to us here as we engage in great conversation. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited.
Very.
So let's delve right into this. Let me start by asking, share a little bit about the founding story and the mission behind Triad Voice magazine.
Absolutely, and thank you for asking.
Sure.
So, like many of us, the pandemic, remember that time, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You put on your good clothes to go to the grocery store, because that was really the only place I was going.
Right.
and more than ever, during a time where we felt so disconnected, I really wanted to feel connected to the community mm-hmm. around me. So I finally was looking at those free community publications, and I was kind of picking them up and looking through them. And a lot of the times, I didn't really feel represented in them.
Right,
I didn't really see some of the stories that I'd maybe capture in a glimpse in a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of became saddened by that and frustrated, because I knew of so many women locally that were doing great things, and it made me know there has to be more.
Absolutely.
So I started brainstorming, talking through things with mm-hmm. friends and mm-hmm. peers and colleagues. And I'm one of those people who, instead of complaining about it, do something about it, make a change. So I prayed, talked to my husband, mm-hmm. prayed, and I decided that I would create a publication.
Absolutely. So it was. It really was, in a sense, your prayers being answered.
Absolutely.
If you will. And then having a great support system in your husband and in your family.
Yes.
As a whole.
Absolutely.
That's really fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit, Chelsea, about your background, because when it comes to creating a particular magazine, you're either affiliated with media or journalism or something of that nature.
Absolutely. Writing has always been something I've been passionate about.
Yeah.
But growing up, like many of us, my parents were like, writing, you're going to be a doctor.
Sounds like my family.
And I, you know, kind of did what I was told, followed in those footsteps,
right.
Went to Virginia Commonwealth University, secured a degree in biology,
wow.
Had my mind set on, you know, going to medical school,
mm-hmm.
But always, always, anytime I had an opportunity to take a creative writing class,
yeah.
Take a public relations class, I would get in there, and those would be the classes that would be most profound and impactful on me.
You know, I think we have such a parallel story, because I had a similar situation. For me, I thought, in my high school years, particularly when it was time to graduate, and I had to figure out, what am I going to do? Because, you know, my parents are like, well, you are going to college. You need to do something.
Yes.
And so I was going to go the pediatrician route, because I liked kids and I thought I was going to work with kids. And it didn't work out. And so,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Communication became my calling. And after I took a couple of classes, I was like, oh, I kind of like this. I really think what helped me was having two grandmothers who were educators.
Oh, yes.
So that really, and the craziest thing about it, for people who really know me, believe it or not, because when you think about being in media like I am, I was a really shy, reserved, kind of nerdy kid in school.
Really?
You know, I always had my head in a book. I was trying to keep the grades up so I would have the grades to get into a good med school and not have to worry about the expense,
right,
being put on my family. And in a real sense, you know, I'm still kind of teaching through media, just like you are. You're teaching by being a publisher and executive editor of a wonderful magazine.
Thank you. And I think, like you said, having educators in your family,
mm-hmm.
My mother was an educator. My mother-in-law is an educator.
Nice.
It really instills what a value it is.
Absolutely.
To teach someone something,
right,
or leave an impression on something. And once you've experienced that, you want to continue.
Absolutely.
To serve an educator.
And I just think this conversation alone, Chelsea, may be inspiring, rather, that young girl who's listening to us right now. Or a mom, or a grandmother, or an auntie, or whatever the case may be. So I am really enjoying my conversation. Let me ask you a couple of more questions before we get a break. Now, what kinds of stories and issues is Triad Magazine highlighting right now? And how do you select and approach your coverage?
Absolutely. So every issue, because we've only been doing this for a year, mm-hmm. We try something new. And we listen to the feedback from our readers.
Great.
We go to print, or we publish quarterly, and because of that, we've used it to, I want to say, our advantage. So every issue can really be carefully curated to something,
right,
seasonal.
Nice.
Our fall issue is coming out, so
yes,
we included some really fun comfort foods,
oh,
some
great
ways to prepare for the holidays, and you know, we just really listen to what's popular. Every issue, however, we talk about five pillars that are very important to us. We make sure they're covered.
Right.
Business literature, health and wellness, arts and culture, literature. We have book reviews for both adults and juniors. And then we also make sure that we talk about cuisine and recipes because
we
love a good meal, don't we?
Absolutely. And when you think about, now I don't know about you, but I consider my myself a semi-foodie.
Yes.
You talk about food, one of my favorite topics. I will engage in conversation with you on that. And I like the fact that you do specifically cater it to a different time because fall happens to be one of my favorite seasons. Spring and fall are two of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the timing of it couldn't be better because generally when we, at least when I think about the month of October, it's the changing of the colors. I love fall colors.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that's how we use that to our advantage. Mm-hmm. Like when you get this magazine, it's speaking to current events right now. We
right.
have an issue in there called, or an article called Finding Foliage. Mm. And we tell you some really great spots in the Triad where you can just look at leaves.
Exactly.
Right? And that's something that we think is interesting.
And it's funny you mentioned that because I talked about this, I believe it was this past Sunday afternoon. Have an afternoon show, and I had mentioned the fact that I like October, one of my favorite months of the year. And I said it was something that I have not done in a long time, and that is take a day trip to the mountains when it actually is peak season for those leaves to start changing color. And I think of places like a Pilot Mountain, making a trip perhaps to Asheville. And I see you shaking your head, so you're in agreement with me. I love that.
Absolutely. And that's what we just talked about. We even had a follow-up podcast where we were telling our, because we know sometimes our listeners are maybe more, they like to hear things as opposed to read them.
Exactly.
But we specifically said, go to Asheville.
Yeah.
We specifically said, get on the Blue Ridge Parkway and take a ride.
Yes.
And look. And it's just making it community-based, you know, and making it something you can do here.
Absolutely. And one of the daily activities that whether you go with a spouse or you go with family or you want to get together with your girlfriends and just hang out, just so many nice things to do.
Absolutely.
I love the fact that we're on the same page,
yes.
Mama. I love it. I love it. I also love the fact that we have a part two to our program. So I have a lot more questions, but Chelsea, I have a feeling you ready for me, Mama.
I'm ready.
I love it. And again, welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm happy to have you here and glad you're going to be back for the second half. And likewise for you, Radio Family, thank you for your great company. Indeed, we're going to come back. She is the newest member. She's family now, and she happens to be the publisher and executive editor of Triad Voice magazine, which, by the way, Chelsea, I am happy to say that we officially met at this year's bridal show. We did the Black Bridal Show that took place at Cogden Yards. Have you ever been there before? That was my first time.
Absolutely. We had our ribbon cutting there, and we had our one-year anniversary there.
Nice. That is a beautiful facility.
Absolutely gorgeous. And they've always treated us like family there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was just so glad we made that connect.
Yes.
And that we bring it here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So Radio Family, we are going to take a quick break. We will be back. And indeed, you're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're back right after this. Radio Family, good morning and welcome. It is time once again to engage in fabulous conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Renee Vaughn, welcoming you back to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Every weekend, you can hear great conversation like the one I'm about to share and engage in here on our Odyssey stations. She is regular already. I won't really call her a newbie, but this is her first time being with us here on our public affairs program. But really in this particular situation, because we do have a sister station in the building, this is really her first time with us here on 97.1 QMG and our sister station 102 Jams. You likely have heard from this young lady who serves as the publisher and executive editor of Triad Voice magazine, where the mission is to amplify diverse voices, foster belonging, and bring our communities together through storytelling. Mm-hmm. And the topics that are covered are relevant to women from various backgrounds, including the pillars of arts, finance, health, business, culture, and local happenings. So let me be quiet. It's say good morning. So you can hear the lovely voice again of the publisher and executive editor, Chelsea Hart Smith. So Chelsea, good morning. How are you, darling?
I'm well. Thank you again for having
me. Absolutely. And I heard so many good things about you. And that's why I said, I want a piece of this. I want a part of this because you did so well here on our Odyssey stations. And it's just very nice to have you both on QMG as well as on 102 Jam. So welcome, and in some cases, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Now, what, as we get our great conversation underway, what inspired the recent piece that you did profiling particularly minority women entrepreneurs in the region, and what did you aim to accomplish through this?
Absolutely. I think the first thing that I wanted to showcase is that entrepreneurship, especially with women, there are a lot of women out here.
Absolutely.
Providing services, mm-hmm. valuable services, working very hard in the community, and we just don't know about them.
Yeah.
We don't know what they do.
Exactly.
And sometimes, unfortunately, we lose some really great businesses behind
right.
that. So I wanted to showcase what those businesses are and who's running them. And then I also wanted to showcase that these women come from a wide range of backgrounds.
Absolutely.
A wide range of backgrounds. And I wanted us to learn more about them. I mean, I'm on Facebook a lot, and mm-hmm. I see people in groups. Do you know anyone who does this? Does anyone know of
right,
anyone who
right.
does that?
Yeah.
And I said, that is a shame. I wish there was a place we could go mm-hmm. and find that information.
Yeah.
And so I just sought to provide it.
Wonderful. And I wanted to repeat this for those who may not have heard us, because we may have additional radio family joining us, was the fact that I first had a chance to meet you face-to-face yes. at the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show
right.
back in August over in High Point. Wonderful event,
beautiful.
By the way.
Beautiful.
So let me quickly give a shout out to other members of our Community Focus family, in Tamora Jeffries
yes.
and Shanice Wilson Glenn,
beautiful.
Who were the founders of that wonderful event going into their second year. And so we had a chance to connect yes. and bam, here we are
yes.
live and direct here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Speaking of your great magazine, how does Triad Voice Magazine set itself apart from other media outlets? Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to say is that we cater to the women.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to women. Men,
right.
if you see something in here, by all means, pick it up and read it. And sometimes our readers do send us photos of
right,
their husbands
right.
snatching their magazines and reading it on the couch, which we think is great. But
yes.
we wanted to tailor our content specifically to women. And then we also wanted to talk about the fact that even though we come from different walks of life, we have a lot in common,
yeah.
more than we know.
Absolutely. I like that.
So, With that being said, when we unify
mm-hmm.
and when we have one space where we can come together and we become a melting pot, I believe that we are more powerful together.
Absolutely. I think that's an excellent transition to the next question I want to ask you. What feedback have you gotten from the community since the magazine launched, and how does it feel to be able to amplify those very stories?
Ooh, so you know you have a dream
mm-hmm.
and then you do the dream.
Right.
And then what you expected is really, I mean, the community response has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have never in a million years thought
wow.
that we would be embraced the way we have been embraced by the community. And I'm just very grateful every day, and sometimes in shock.
Yeah.
Very often in shock. I would say
right.
very often my friends have to pinch me and be like, hey, this is happening.
Get, you know, right. It's real. It's the real deal.
Yes. It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to share these stories of these women locally that sometimes have never been heard. They've never
mm-hmm.
been asked what they're doing. And they've been
right.
working hard for years trying to curate spaces. So, yeah, I guess it would just have been a phenomenal response from the community, and just
yeah.
an honor and a pleasure to do it.
That's an excellent point, because you mentioned this earlier, particularly with the magazine being in its infancy.
Yes.
Only 1 year.
1 year. 1 year.
What has that been? That has to have felt like a whirlwind for you.
I think
compared to when you initially launched.
You know, and I think that's the perfect word. A whirlwind, maybe a tsunami of sorts.
Right. But in a good way, though.
Yes, in a good way. In full transparency, there's been some rough spots because before Voice, I was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
We have three children, 10 and under.
Wow.
So they were at that stage where I kind of really needed to be there.
Be there, right.
And when I started Voice, I said, oh, well, it will only require this much of my time during the week. And it has become a part of our life.
Yeah.
But in a way that my children have sat front row at fashion shows. And my children know local politicians that they know when we go to certain different restaurants. Like if we go to Black Magnolia, that they know the owner. And she always gives them some type of treat. Like, my children know the community they're growing up in and who's building it. So
And they know this, like, this is what mommy does for a living. They probably find that cool, too, for now because they're such a young age.
Absolutely, yes. It's just awesome because we were at some event and the chief of police of Winston-Salem walks up and starts talking to our family.
Wow.
And my children are like, because, you know, they normally have on more things and they're just talking. And then when he leaves, I'm like, oh, that's the chief of police. And
my son
is like, wow.
Yeah. One thing. And of course, this is Officer William Penn.
Correct.
Who, number one, is a high school graduate of Carver High School. That happens to be the same school I graduated from. So it's really cool to be able to relate to someone from an alumni perspective. Absolutely. But I think even more importantly, he's such a down-to-earth person.
Absolutely.
Even when he's in uniform.
Yes.
He's just so approachable. He's a really super cool dude, as I like to call him. And he's pretty tall.
Very tall.
But he's just an all-around good guy.
Absolutely.
And you talk about someone who's very involved with their community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so shout out to Officer Penn, who may be listening. You just never know. You never know. But getting back to you, you really very likely, Chelsea, are a representation of what a lot of women in our communities are. You are super moms because some do it with the help of a spouse. Some are super moms from a single mom perspective, having a full-time career, raising kids, doing everything really to fill both roles. But the commonality is that these are hardworking women, like you said, whose stories very seldom or in some cases never get told.
Absolutely. And we want to give them their flowers now. They deserve them now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Speaking of which, what advice would you give women wanting to get their stories and their messages out there through a Triad Voice magazine?
Email us. Hello@triadvoicemag.com. We're on Instagram at Triad Voice. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook profile. Friend us. We want to be your friend. Many times we get on Facebook and we just look at the profiles of our friends to see what's going on.
Yeah.
We celebrate what they have going on. We want to know, but send us an email and tell us what you have going on and how we can reach you and what you want us to tell about your story, because we are interested in hearing from you.
Excellent. And likewise for our listeners, and I'm glad. See, look what you did there. You hit the keyword and interested. So for our radio family who's listening right now, how can they best lend their support?
Absolutely. One thing we have rolling out, and this is the first time I've mentioned it publicly, so I'm sure the team is going to two-finger tap me when they hear this later. But we've had a lot of people say, hey, how can I get my hands on Voice? Because us printing out 3,000 issues per publishing term is not enough anymore.
Oh,
it's
wow.
And even with our online, because the magazine is online digitally, full issue.
Oh, great.
Not enough.
Yeah.
They want more. So we're going to be rolling out a subscription platform.
Very nice.
It'll come right to your door. It's about $19.95 for the whole year, just paying really for the cost of shipping.
Right.
But if you want to make sure you never
miss an issue,
please sign up for our subscription platform. It's going to be available in the next few weeks. Follow us on Instagram. You can keep up with everything that we have going on. Friend us, or most importantly, tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
And if you have a story, share it with us.
There you go.
Yes.
And definitely, radio family, share with others who may have had or may not have had the opportunity, is what I'm trying to say, to hear this great conversation that is currently taking place let them know about it, that you heard it here on our Odyssey stations. And with that said, let me welcome some of you who are joining us. Welcome to, once again, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. I have the very lovely Chelsea Hart-Smith, who is the publisher and executive editor of Triad Voice Magazine. So proud of you, Ma.
Thank you so much. I really am.
And just really enjoying learning more about you. Now, where are you from originally? Let's get the backstory.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from Roanoke, Virginia. But my father, born and raised here, graduated from Carver High School. Met my mother at Wesleyan State University, made a love connection, but his job took us there.
Okay.
However, grandmothers and aunties all stayed in Winston, so every summer, you know what summer means, you're going to your grandma's house.
Grandma's, that's right. those are some of the best trips.
Those are. 2 months later.
Right.
Look at you. Yes, that's, so I feel like I've kind of had a background of both Winston-Salem and Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful area.
Yes, very scenic. You like trees. Come on up here and take a look.
Right, especially during the fall foliage.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Chelsea, what do you find most rewarding about leading this publication that is focused on inclusivity?
The impact that we are having on the community within such a short span of time tells me that we are in alignment with where we should be for right now.
Wow, that's powerful. I'm going to let that sit there for a couple of seconds. Say that one more time.
The impact that we've had on the community and that the short amount of time we've been here tells us we're in alignment.
And I think that's a result of why you are increasing your publication.
Yes.
As far as people are really hearing about Triad Voice Magazine and are wanting to say, whether they want to be included with it or just want to read and see and hear stories about other phenomenal women.
Exactly. So funny you said that. We even have a phenomenal women spotlight.
Right. Oh,
every issue we spotlight women. Yes. And that's what it's about. It's just about women knowing, hey, we see you.
Right, right.
And we know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And someone's going to see this and find out more about
Absolutely.
You.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because it just makes me think, particularly and unfortunately at the same time, we live in a society where we see so much separatism, if you will. And I think, unfortunately, the negative impact society likes to place on minority women, particularly Black women, because people, not all, but I'm saying some, have this misconception that we're always catty towards one another. We're always trying to drag one another down. We, you know, you put a group of Black women in a room and you just automatically will expect chaos. Right. It's never anything that includes the fact that that same group of women are empowering one another, uplifting one another, encouraging one another, and being each other's support group.
This is absolutely true. When I started Triad Voice Magazine, I didn't know our writers personally.
Yeah.
They didn't know me from a can of paint. Mm-hmm. I told them my vision, and they said, I am down to help.
Wow.
I don't need any compensation. I want to write. I want to take pictures for you.
Yeah.
Some of my closest friends became my even closer friends because they were like my helpmates up at 12 o'clock, listening to all the drama unfold. just always an ear. And you need those people
you
in your
do.
Corner.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the one thing about voice that I love the most is we have those negative connotations around us. And we've been able to break through that narrative.
Absolutely.
And say, here we are.
Yeah.
Look at us.
And I like the fact that you are changing that narrative in a more positive direction, and especially for our younger generation of young ladies who, you know, as we pass the torch, as we mature, I like to say seasoned.
Yes.
Sisters are wanting others up and coming to continue in that initiative. Yes.
Sorry.
Speaking of which, let's talk about some of the new exciting projects or initiatives the magazine has in the works. And what do you hope for the future with Triad Voice Magazine?
Absolutely. Well, I talked a little bit about our subscription service that we're rolling out. There's whispers of within the next 2 years, it's pivoting to bi-monthly, which would be six times a year.
Right.
Still allows us to have that seasonal approach, but now we're able to kind of cover events a little bit more quickly.
Right.
We are also branching out. We're having a lot of opportunities presented to us to present voice on other media platforms.
Okay.
Like this radio opportunity for us is amazing. And we're also looking at, because we do have a podcast, making it more so of a video
right.
type scenario where yeah. you're getting able to see the person respond to
oh,
the question.
Oh, very nice.
Which I think deepens the connection.
Yeah,
and tells
yeah.
you a little bit more about it.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, we just want to deepen our community connection,
mm-hmm.
make sure the community knows who we are, what we stand for, how we can serve them, and that we are here for them.
Excellent. Now, one thing that I wanted to share, and because this is radio, I wanted to share with our radio family, Chelsea, that I'm actually on the website,
oh.
triadvoicemag.com.
Yes.
I love it. It is amazingly well done and put together. So I wanted to really shine the spotlight and have you brag a little bit about your incredible staff.
The staff is amazing. The best thing about the staff, though,
yeah.
is a lot of these women are your local bankers. They're your local teachers,
wow.
librarians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They run some of your favorite cleaning services. They maybe are your realtors.
Yeah.
And these women have said to me many times, either I have a love or a passion for writing
right.
and I want to be a part of this, or I believe in the mission of this
mm-hmm.
and I'm not the best writer, but I'm going to do what I can to
right.
submit something that helps amplify this mission. We've been able to work with Letitia and Willetta Alford. They actually have a gym, personal trainers to a lot of women in Winston-Salem.
Nice.
Just really, really phenomenal women that lend to us their expertise on mm-hmm. health and fitness from a professional
Great.
Standpoint.
Yeah.
Nikita Wallace, she's the founder of Winston-Salem Fashion Week. They just celebrated 9 weeks. She's helping us all amplify our wardrobe
right.
in different ways.
Exactly.
You know, that,
wonderful.
So it's just these women make up our community in more ways than one. And one thing I will say is some of these women are like, I'm a realtor,
mm-hmm.
but I love to cook.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So can I share some recipes with you?
Absolutely.
And that's what I see. You said what I said.
I love it. I love it. I love
yes.
it. And so that really goes back to what you touched on earlier with the five pillars.
Yes.
You know, the arts, the finance, the health, the business, the culture,
yes.
and the local happenings. One thing that I did want to get a perspective on from yes. you, you have a section here that focuses on the local business spotlight.
Yes.
And it's Reach for the Stars, the Noel Model Talent Group.
Yes.
Where it looks like you have this beautiful picture of a group of very beautiful and handsome young people.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
That is something that really makes me happy about what I get to do. A
right.
new modeling agency, New
yeah.
Troop. They are based out of High Point. Krishanda Rory is the director, a good friend of mine. And they are giving our children an opportunity to polish and sharpen their skills,
wow.
whether it's in modeling,
yeah.
acting, singing. They have coaches that
nice.
Look like them, that they feel
yeah.
confident and comfortable with. Teaching them how to excel in these prospective careers from an early age, because
yeah.
we know that's when it starts for a lot of our higher profile
right.
celebrities.
Yeah.
And just being able to sit and talk with them
mm-hmm.
and go to their events. That was an event my children
oh,
actually
nice.
Were able to attend and sit front row and see that.
Excellent.
Gives them exposure
mm-hmm.
on both sides.
Right.
To see
right.
you're not limited.
Exactly.
You can do anything mm-hmm. you want to do, and there's people here that will help you.
That's wonderful. I love that. And of course, another very important topic that you mentioned here, mental health.
Oh, yes.
That is really huge, particularly for a topic of discussion that likely generations ago, it was always considered taboo.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you even mentioned the word, people would just like be in utter fear because they didn't want to talk about it, because they either had a family member that was dealing with it, or perhaps they themselves
right.
were dealing with mental health issues. And it's really on the regular now, just about every day, speaking of media, hearing stories about individuals and how much it's greatly impacting. And generally now they're saying it's likely related to one's mental health.
Absolutely. Substance abuse, there's
right.
is related to
Absolutely.
Mental health.
Exactly.
And I personally, just from what I've seen and experienced, like you said, growing up, you didn't have a therapist.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think my generation, maybe the generation before me,
mm-hmm.
has also put a stop to that.
Exactly.
And it's
mm-hmm.
very important for our readers who maybe are still in that mindset.
Right, exactly.
That, you know, what is mental health?
Yes.
It's important for them to have an article to reference.
Right.
That's full of factual information.
Mm-hmm.
That makes them feel seen and heard privately.
Exactly.
And that helps guide them if they do need help.
Right.
One of the articles we have coming out is how to find the right therapist.
Beautiful.
We also like to include things about meditation, about prayer. You can pray and you can meditate. It's okay. You know, that's another thing in the Black community we sometimes see, like, is it okay
right.
to do both?
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to tell you how to
do it right.
Religion is, but we're just
exactly.
trying to provide you the resources so that you can get the help that you need.
Absolutely. And to really be that support
yes.
for that individual.
Yes.
Excellent. And so many other fabulous topic of discussions, of course, when we talk about women. Of course, beauty
yes.
is just always interconnected.
Yes.
And the different ways. So whether it's natural beauty, our inner beauty, as well as our outer beauty, you cover the gamut.
We do, because beauty is not just, oh, how are you applying your eyeliner?
Right, right. It's not just appearance.
Are you wearing your sunscreen?
Yeah.
Are you washing your face? Are
mm-hmm.
you moisturizing? Do
right.
you know what to moisturize with?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get a chemical pill, do you know what
yeah.
the next step is? Or
absolutely.
When to get it? And for some of us, that's new. For
mm-hmm.
me, that's new. When
mm-hmm.
I was growing
same
up,
year.
I was like, I'll put the washcloth across my face.
Right.
I'm leaving now.
Exactly.
But now we're learning, like, you need different types of serums.
Right,
and we wanna
right.
be education to me, it seems like such a small, overused word, but it's such
it's
a
important.
Valuable
absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want you, when you pick up an issue of Chai Voice magazine, before you put it down, did you feel uplifted?
Right.
Did you learn something
yeah,
new?
Exactly.
Did you find out about a new resource available to you locally?
Right.
That's what we want every issue
like
to
that.
Do to everyone.
I love that.
And even hair. Do you have a relaxer? Do you
mm-hmm.
have braids? Do you have locks? Do you
exactly.
have an afro?
Right.
Do you have a child who may be biracial and you're just
mm-hmm.
trying to
figure it out? Yeah.
We have stylists from all types
wonderful.
Of hair care industries that
yeah.
write in with
that's
information.
That's excellent. I love it. I don't like the fact that time always seems to elude this program when one is having fun. I've had a blast with you, Chelsea.
I have too.
Thank you so. No, thank you. This was a joy for me, especially as a person who's been doing this for a number of years. I have to honestly say I still enjoy my job because of having the opportunity to have conversation with persons like yourself. And it's always great to have a platform such as this to where we can shine the spotlight on individuals. So thank you for being an addition to that with many who are listening to this program who probably have been uplifted and empowered. And now they know that they can get it from a wonderful magazine such as Triad Voice.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Any closing thoughts or comments, anything that I didn't share that you want to bring to our conversation today?
I think I think we've covered everything.
Good.
I would just say that we, you know, again, we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear, maybe if it's not about you, just something
right.
that you want us to know. So please reach out. Please
absolutely. Share that information, the contact information
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Again, please email us hello@triadvoicemag.com. We're on Instagram, Triad Voice. Visit our website, triadvoicemag.com. And we're on Facebook, Triad Voice.
Absolutely. And you have been here.
And yes, we've been here.
On the weekend edition of Community Focus. So, Chelsea, in parting, I always like to close the program by saying no goodbyes. Mm. They're too permanent for me. So I just say until next time, because I would love to have you back on future programs, plural.
Oh,
so anything new and exciting that takes place with Triad Voice Magazine, its publications, anything that you want to spotlight or highlight, you just reach out to me.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So
I appreciate you, and just keep up the great work, Ma.
Thank you, and you do the same.
Thank you. I'm going to do my best. We're going to keep each other encouraged.
Yes.
How about that? And with that, radio family, thank you, as always. You're doing some great and fabulous things in our community. I want you to keep up the good work as well. And thank you for the great company every weekend. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time, please stay safe and do enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.